The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has said he does not intend to take any further action on the failed attempt to move Dr. Tony Holohan to Trinity College Dublin on secondment. You'll recall an independent report of the issue by Senior Counsel Maura Quinn found this week that the proposed funding mechanism and the absence of detail did not meet the accepted norms of scrutiny, transparency and accountability. Let's talk to Sinead Spain of our RUCTA staff. Tony Holohan, of course, the former Chief Medical Officer, he was under this plan. Sinead, planning a move to Trinity as a public lecturer, professor in public health.
That's correct, Brian. People might remember it was around this time last year, March of last year, in fact, this plan to move the Chief Medical Officer to this post in Trinity College in Dublin on secondment from the Department of Health emerged. And when it emerged, there was a lot of concern raised over who was funding the role, how exactly would it work. And it felt that details were somewhat sketchy at the time. And as the government was probed by journalists, by the opposition, it was agreed that perhaps a pause on the appointment as the the then Taoiseach Micheál Martin asked for. He suggested that we should pause the appointment pending a report by the Secretary General at the Department of Health, Robert Watt. But events moved on. Dr. Holohan subsequently announced his retirement as CMO and said he had decided not to proceed with the Trinity position. So after that position was abandoned, that was around April of last year, the former head of the Institute of Directors, as you mentioned, Maura Quinn, was asked to look into this issue. She completed a report. It was done on the 14th of June and finally published this week on Monday. And in it, she was very critical of the overall process and the funding for the role. She talked about an absence of detail, said it didn't meet the accepted norms of scrutiny, transparency and accountability. She also found there was no formal consultation with the Taoiseach, the Health Minister, the government and the Department of Public Expenditure throughout the process. So massively critical of the process and how it had taken place.
And from that report, of course, we had differing accounts from senior figures within government, the Secretary General of the Department of Health on one side, the Taoiseach's Chief of Staff on the other, of who knew what when. And this was raised with Mr. Donnelly.
It was. This was a divergence of views between two key staff, one in the Department of Health, Robert Watt, the Secretary General, and one who was Chief of Staff to the Taoiseach, Deirdre Galán. And she said in a letter in correspondence with Maura Quinn that some of the comments in the report were wholly without foundation. She described assertions made by Robert Watt as grossly inaccurate and unwarranted. She also described as fatuous a reference in which Mr. Watt suggested that she should have informed the then Taoiseach Micheál Martin. And it was this aspect of the report that was pursued by the Oireachtas Health Committee today.
I'm asking you again, whose account of events do you actually believe?
I think I've answered, but in case there's any...
We have an account of events from your Secretary General. We have a conflicting account from Ms. Galán.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, whose account of events do you believe?
And what I'm saying very clearly, Deputy, is I agree with the position in the report, which is that Ms. Galán's account is correct.
The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, ending that report from Sinead Spain.